Unit 10. Listening. Exercises 2 and 3.
Today we continue our series on the world's most unusual museums. In Helsingborg, Sweden, there is a museum of failure. It's being talked about a lot at the moment, and Holly has just come back from visiting it. Holly, what was it like?
Hi, James. It was brilliant. The museum was opened just a few years ago, in 2017, by 44-year-old psychologist Dr. Samuel West. And one of the surprising things is that after visiting the museum, you come out feeling really positive and inspired. You see that even the most successful people or the biggest companies fail sometimes. The important thing is to learn and bounce back from failure. There's a great example of that in the museum. The Apple Newton was invented in 1993. It was one of the first handheld devices. You wrote on the touchscreen using a type of pen, and you could get your handwriting automatically made into a document. You could connect the device to a printer easily, or use it to send emails. The real problem was that the handwriting recognition didn't always work very well. You wrote one thing by hand, but the Apple Newton sometimes wrote something quite different. So, in 1998, it was cancelled. But later, when the first smartphones and tablets were being invented, they looked at some of the technology from the Apple Newton. So it was a very important and useful step on the way to creating the handheld devices that we know today.
What else did you see there?
There was an invention from Sweden, a teleguide. It was sold for the first time in Sweden in 1991. It was a bit like a basic form of the internet before the internet existed. It had a telephone, a basic computer screen, and a keyboard, all built together. You could use it to make phone calls, find out information, for example, about taxis or banking. You could even use it to do shopping.
So, what was the problem?
The price. It was too low. Every time somebody bought one, the company didn't make money, it lost money. After just 6 months, they stopped making them.
Why didn't they have the price checked by an expert first?
Exactly. Oh, there's also a video game there, the Atari ET, which some people say is the worst in the world. Basically, ET falls into holes and then he can't get out. They say it's hard to find a game that's more boring. Maybe they forgot to get the game tested by players before selling it.
Is the museum only for technology?
No, there are over 60 products there, and they include food and drink. Some very unusual food products have been created over the years. For example, green or even blue, orange or purple tomato ketchup. At first, kids loved the green ketchup and lots of it was sold. But then suddenly, kids and parents became tired of it.
Personally, I'm not surprised. Well, it sounds like a great museum. And it's good to know that failure is just a step on the way to success.